Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We hope you check it out. When you get a chance, we got lots of stuff there that will help you. Rick Lepsinger is there, too. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our great Brain Trust members, one of the smartest guys I know. He's one of the top management experts on the planet, and he's here to talk to us about accountability. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks very much.
It's good to have you here, Rick. You know, one of the things that I was talking to the audience about earlier, Rick, is sometimes when you have a slow economy, when you have tough times like we're having right now, a lot of folks are having a tough time, we have the tendency maybe to blame the economy when things aren't going great, but maybe it's not the economy at all. Maybe it's we're not doing our job. We've kind of gotten a little bit lazy because we've we're using the economy as an excuse, and that's a lack of accountability, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's right, but I think there's two sides on the accountability side. It's holding yourself accountable, and it's also managing accountability in others. And I think they're both important for effectiveness in terms of the business.
Well, talk to us about that a little bit because, you know, I think all of us see the accountability in others thing, whether we're effective at it or not. We see the, we see that track pretty easily. I think it's the one that we don't see so well. Because when the light needs to be turned on us, what do you think?
Yeah, it really does go both ways, but you're probably right that we'd be more inclined to put it off on other people rather than seeing it in ourselves. And it also goes back to two reasons why people don't take accountability or why they tend to make excuses. And the two primary reasons are this notion of preserving self-image. You know, we think we're very good at something. We think we're particularly talented. And to admit a mistake would then require us to see ourselves in a different light or have other people see us in a different light, and we're not inclined to do that. So we'll make up an excuse rather than step up with the actual cause of the problem or taking full responsibility for why something isn't happening.
Right. So how do we do that? How do we handle that? How do we fix that?
Well, I think there's two in terms of talking about holding other people accountable and even holding it, you can look at it from two angles. You know, it's really what can you do to increase the likelihood people will take full responsibility? And one of the things you could do is really just set people up for success on the front end. Because one of the reasons why we don't hold people accountable is that we haven't been clear about our expectations. If you're not clear about expectations, it's actually very difficult to hold somebody accountable for a certain level of performance or for producing a certain outcome.
I call that gotcha management.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
When you don't lay it out specifically, and I mean almost painfully specifically, then people they may think they're doing a great job. They may be trying really hard, and when you tell them they're not, it kind of deflates them, doesn't it?
Yeah, and usually people work with good intent. Most people do, and they do what they think is the right thing to do, especially when they're trying to fill a vacuum, in terms of direction or expectations. So the first step is to really be clear about expectations, because, again, the reason why we don't confront people or hold people responsible is we don't want to get into a fight, we don't want to have a conflict, and of course, you will have a conflict if there's two different points of view on what it was that was supposed to happen. So clarifying expectations is the important first step.
All right, what's next?
Well, we call it the ATC model. It's, clarifying expectations in terms of what they need to do, being very clear about the time frame, the due date. A lot of times we'll say something like as soon as possible or when you can get to it. But that's also quite vague, and our expectation of as soon as possible might be very different than the other person's. And the third component of the ATC model is this notion of check-ins. because when you ask someone to do something, you know, monitoring becomes very critical. But we are hesitant to monitor. And part of the reasons why is as we've moved from a command and control sort of leadership philosophy to a more facilitative, collaborative leadership philosophy, the feeling is that monitoring is a demonstration of a lack of trust, or it's micromanaging. So leaders and managers are hesitant to monitor because they're very concerned about appearing to be a micromanager. And in fact, when you delegate or hold people accountable, monitoring progress becomes that much more critical. The idea here is to put checkpoints in place along the way. So rather than just sort of popping in unexpected, you can work out with the person periodically when you'll check in. The opportunity is to provide recognition when things are going well, provide feedback and coaching when things aren't going well, and to do course corrections. So you're really setting the person up for success and minimizing the need to actually have to blame.
You call that the ATC model.
ATC model, like air traffic control.
Yeah, tell us again what ATC stands for.
Well, it's actions, timetable, and check-in. And it's
give us your website, Rick.
It's On Point Consulting, www.onpointconsultingllc.com.
We're going to ask Rick to stay with us one more segment. I've got some questions. I want to pose my ideas on why small business owners have a hard time with this ATC model. And we're going to talk about that right after this break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.